You have to go into this with great sensitivity and compassion and understanding. And often this results in hundreds of thousands of dollars being lost and transferred. We hear stories where an individual was so connected to the scammer, they believed the romance was true and legit, even though they'd never met the person in real life and they were pretend overseas. The bank had to do what we refer to as divorce them, because they would no longer transfer that amount of money to this scammer for fear of what it was actually supporting overseas.